people's families are targeted if you put, they put a lot of people behind bars. Yeah, behind bars and on death row. I mean, and who's to say if it was somebody that was related to that, or, you know, a simple robbery, you go, oh, that's a big one, land on everything. Yeah, so it's more wild theories are the ones that are raised, but also another kind of awkward reason is they had fears of putting people behind bars. So did somebody get out and they're taking revenge or what? With all that power being as popular as they were, thing you fix, you know, for somebody that you're fixing stuff for, there's somebody on the other side that got fixed that's going to be pissed about it. When it comes to wielding power like that, is that there is going to be an aftershock. One theory that has gained quite a bit of traction is that Alex Murdoch is involved in the killing. Redditors have posited that perhaps Alex came home to Paul, having killed Maggie, and shot his son in a fit of rage or in self-defense. Still others believe Alex may be responsible for both murders. Rumors have been swirling that Maggie was planning on filing for divorce, potentially taking millions of dollars of property in the process. It was no secret that Paul's reckless behavior had gotten the family into legal trouble on more than one occasion. Is it possible Alex could spare the thought of a messy divorce if he's fed up with Paul's actions, damaging the family name? Yeah, people are, it starts to read like a story or novel, a fan fiction. I mean, the type of putting pieces together where they're all the evidence we have right now is redacted.
Yeah.
But I think it's just assuming based on human motivation, right? Why does anybody, you know, why does, what was the motivation for his killing? It was either going to be revenge, money, love, you know,
everybody
robbery.
Wants an answer because you don't want to think that the answer is just because things like this happen and it could happen to anyone. You want it just random.
Yes,
you want it to be, oh, well, it's because they did this. I don't think that, therefore, I'm not going to have the same outcome.
Yeah.
If Alan wasn't responsible for the killing, then it was his father, Randolph Murdoch. 3 days after the murder, on June 5th, at the age of 81, Alan's dad, Peter Murdoch, died at home. Before his dad thinks, did he order a hit off Paul?
This N0TR.
Sitting on your microphone, N4ZLK.
You're putting a piece of chewing gum in my mouth. No, I just got out mobile maybe 60 seconds ago, I guess. How you doing, Chang?
I'm going to bounce back to the office here, but yeah, I think it's the same person. A couple weeks ago, somebody was sitting on their microphone, and it was a long conversation. It was happening again. That may not be the same person, but anyway, just wondering.
Oh, how long ago was that?
Nope, before you came on.
Just, we're not half a mile from the house. We just got in, turned the radio on, and I heard nothing, so I ID'd. And so I must have missed it. But yeah, I've heard that. It happens. And there's not a whole lot a person can do about it at times.
Interrupt them, of course. Let them know. And they probably don't have the radio up when it cuts off anyway. Oh well, hope you have a good evening, Tom. I'm pulling in the building here. I'm going to drop this trailer. Hope you and Miss Bernice have a good evening and good to hear you. N4ZLK.
Don't forget the glad hands. See you later, Shane. This is N0TR.
Yeah, but I've seen some windows broken out from that.
I remember that from my CDL days. Take care, Shane. Good to hear you. N0TR.